From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Oil giant BP says it will soon attempt two new fixes to stop the oil leaking into the Gulf of Mexico. Tonight, crews hope to insert a tube into the leaking pipe to siphon oil before it hits the water. Also standing by on the seafloor is what they call a top hat, which would cover the leaking pipe. As the spill moves closer to shore, NPR's Kathy Lohr checked in with one South Louisiana community that's on edge.
BP and federal officials met with people in Plaquemines Parish today at a Baptist church. Fisherman A.C. Cooper says he heard oil dispersants used in Alaska after the Exxon Valdez spill ruined the fishing in that state. So Cooper wants officials here to stop spraying.
We are totally against the dispersant. What is going to happen to our fish in the Gulf? Are they not going to be able to have little ones again? You know, that's a big issue with us right now.
But U.S. Coast Guard Captain Ed Stanton says there's no perfect option.
It's name your poison. Look, we're all guilty in this room. If you drive a car, you own part of this spill. I understand the point of view of the fisherman, but would you rather have the oil come ashore?
Stanton told the crowd he wants what's best for this area, saying he was raised in Louisiana, as was BP's community liaison, Daryl Willis.
My role in this response for BP is to make sure we do what we're supposed to do when it comes to the communities that we're hurting because of the fact that this well is still flowing.
That didn't calm the fears of many here who depend on fishing for food, income, and recreation. Kendra Arneson told the group she's worried about the long-term health effects of living with the oil.
I look at my 5 and my 8-year-old and I think, in 10 years, am I going to have to look at Alina and say to her, the reason you're in this hospital bed is because I kept you there. That's what I'm here to ask. I really do appreciate that.
An EPA official says they're monitoring air and water quality and haven't found anything harmful yet, but that provided little comfort here. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.